turn today. The world smells of meat, mud, and decay. Some things go deeper than dugouts. Some things get buried alive. How old are you, son? The old sergeant said, stick by me, son. Look after the wounded. Some things go deeper than dugouts. Some things get buried alive. 3 days in a shell hole, with death like a black crow sat on your lungs and your skin turning yellow. Well, some things go deeper than dugouts. Some things get buried alive. With your rifle, fixed bayonet, gas mask and spade, ammunition, wire cutters, your flares and grenades, you march over the top like you're still on parade, with a quick tot of rum so you don't feel afraid. Ah, some things go deeper than dugouts, and some things get buried alive. Well, you put out his eyes and you cut off his balls. You piss in your pants, how far can you crawl? And never come back through chaos and chance. The butterfly flutter, the amputees dance. Some things go deeper than dugouts. Some things get buried alive. From bayonet training, army orders, little Christmas present for the troops, 1st of December 1916. The spirit of the bayonet must be inculcated into all ranks. In a bayonet assault, all ranks go forward to kill or be killed. As in games, he must play for his side and not only himself. The point of the bayonet must be directed against an opponent's throat and the kidneys when the back is turned. The spirit of the bayonet must be inculcated into all ranks. September the 20th, 1917, during the Passchendaele Offensive, the Third Battle of Ypres, Harry's post office rifles attacked along the Menin Road and suffered over 50% casualties. Just imagine that, in this room, every other one of us not coming back. Approximately 250,000 British soldiers, underwent limb amputation as a result of injuries sustained in the First World War. The British Army executed over 300 Ernes and Harrys who couldn't or wouldn't turn their bodies into bayonets.